Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Robin and Shauna Jordan to the podcast. They're the owners of Jordan Bedding and Furniture Gallery. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
So to start off with, tell me a little bit about what y'all do.
Well, we handcraft mattresses and sell directly to the public right there on the premises at Jordan Bedding and Furniture. So that is our main, what we mainly do is make mattresses. We also have furniture and other things for people to buy.
You manufacture mattresses. Mm-hmm. You know, that sounds like something that, you know, you need a huge factory for, lots of employees, but that's not what y'all are.
No, we have how many employees do we have?
There's four of us. It's just a small mom and pop type operation. It's in a third generation. Mm-hmm. This is a family business. My dad started out in his garage in 1958. And so I got into it in the early 80s. And now my son-in-law has taken over, and he's running the company since the last 6 years. So it's just, like you said, kind of a small family type operation. We're kind of unique. There's not too many of that type of business left in the country, but we take a little bit more pride in our work than some of the big factories, spend a little more time on each thing. We still do a lot of handcrafted two-sided beds, where a lot of them strictly do one-sided anymore.
Right.
Something that can be turned and rotated. You get a lot more life out. It costs a little bit more to make, but you get a lot more for your money.
Yeah.
I always tell people, people say, well, they have those mattresses, you don't have to flip over. And I said, no, you just can't flip them over.
There's nothing
so
on
it's
the other
kind
side.
Of like rotating your tires. Nobody likes to do it, but it makes them last longer.
Right.
So we still offer that. We also can custom size mattresses for people, like for campers and houseboats, different antique beds. Sometimes people don't want to change the look of an antique bed. So they need a mattress that's either smaller or a little shorter. We can do that. And we do all that on premises. We also, we sell a lot of mattresses to some of the top resorts in town, but our main business is individuals, but we do have our mattresses in several places.
So when it comes to manufacturing mattresses, you know, it's kind of changed over the years. You know, you look at a mattress now, you hear, you know, all of these things about individual springs and you know, the pillow tops and all these, you know, new things. So tell me, what is it that, you know, other than being made custom for each customer, what makes it kind of stand out? And other than being able to, you know, flip it and get a little bit more life out of it, that kind of thing.
Well, a lot of things, a mattress plan is nothing more than an assembly point. Mm-hmm. You buy your components, your foam made by a foam fabricator, your springs made by a spring manufacturer, and then a mattress company puts those products together. They buy the fabrics out of the Carolinas. That's where we get most of it from, some mm-hmm. out of Canada. But all those products go together to make the mattress. What we do probably is a little more unique, is there is a lot more cotton still on it. Hardly anybody still uses cotton. We still get cotton out of Beaumont, Texas, to actually put on the mattress, which makes it a little more durable product too than just all foam.
Right.
But we've incorporated a lot of the newer things as far as memory foam. We have our own line of different foam beds that are all foam. We do latex, which has been around since the 1920s. It's always been one of your more expensive products, but it's very durable. It's what me and my wife personally sleep on. We still do all the adjustable beds. We've got about four different lines of those. We do about four different lines of all foam beds. All those things, though, we just tend to put a little bit more in them. Since we're selling them, we're the ones that got we got to look you in the face if there's a problem. So
right.
We try to put a lot more into it. We're not just some storefront where they sell a few mattresses, and then they may not be here in a few years from now.
Yeah. Right.
We have, like, about 14 different comfort levels of mattresses that we make. And like you said, we try to source our components from the best places we can get them. Most everything is, it comes from here in the U.S. and we, you know, we put it together here. We don't, get foams that we don't know what's in them. you know, from imported from other countries. Our foam comes out of Oklahoma City, for instance, is made there. So, yeah, we try to put a little effort, and mattress sales can be gimmicky. I mean, there's always some gimmick. Mm-hmm. A mattress is a mattress. What you want it to do is give you a good night's sleep, and you want it to last. But people say all kinds of things like silk and wool and cashmere and all these things they put in mattresses, which are in this, those add nothing to your sleep. Right. So we keep it simple. We try to tell people we can show them all the components that we use. We don't want to be like used car salesmen in the day that just tried to talk people into stuff. We're not pushy. We, want to educate people about what makes a good mattress so that they don't go and fall for other gimmicks.
Right. And obviously, y'all have been successful. I mean, you've got 65th anniversary coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about that and how the business has been able to last as long as it has. Because in this day and age, you don't hear of many businesses, especially family-owned businesses, that stick around that long anymore.
One of the main things that's helped us survive through the years when a lot of others didn't is we've always have catered direct sales. Now, through the years, that's evolved. At one time, we did a lot in the healthcare industry. We still do, as my wife has mentioned, some in the hospitality sector, but primarily it's always been individuals. That's been our bread and butter that's kept us going. And we have adapted to what changing tastes, but still trying to make a quality product based on principles that my dad established in the 50s. We tend to just, like I said, put a little bit more into it to make sure that we provide a good product.
Yeah, and I think that what makes us last too is we're honest. I think we try to keep our prices low. We provide excellent customer service. You know, people can call us or come, you know, they don't have to ship their mattress off somewhere if there is a problem. And we just, you know, we stand behind our product and we don't skimp. We haven't started like lowering our standards because of the economy. We still try to make as good a product as possible in spite of what's happening with cost and different things.
Right. And that's got to be difficult, especially, you know, I know we're 2 years out of the pandemic, but you know, prices shot up everywhere during the pandemic. People were shopping less, you know, coming and buying big things like that. How were y'all able to make it through that? Because I know a lot of small businesses weren't able to.
Well, again, being a small family business, we keep tight control of cost. Right. But to be honest with you, sure, that first 2 months of pandemic into COVID, when everything just stopped, we actually shut down for the first time in our whole existence for 3 weeks because literally was nobody going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, within a couple of weeks after that, we were back full time, and we haven't missed a beat since. Actually, the year after that, first year after pandemic, was almost a record year for us.
Oh wow!
And I will say that a lot of it is due to our mattress guru over here, Robin, who knows how to source materials. He pays attention to freight. He keeps our debt ratio low, you know, so that we're able to keep giving people the best price possible. He just looks for deals better than me. That's a lot of it. I'm just like, I don't know what is a good price or something. So he really helps us out with that. And he's trying to teach our son-in-law how to do those things. He does, you know, Robin is kind of retired in some ways, but he, because of health, his back and neck and all that, but he's the real force behind figuring out how to save us money on materials and different things.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So if somebody comes in and says, you know, I've got this issue, I've got back problems, I've got, you know, I can't sleep well, you know, I prefer a firmer mattress, my wife prefers softer mattress. Is there anything that y'all, what kinds of things do y'all do to kind of, you know, help customize things for your customers?
We provide a wide variety of types of mattresses. Of course, no mattress can guarantee it's going to solve a bad back.
Sure.
But what you can do is provide different levels of comfort that provide pressure relief, give good support. You know, most issues with the backs, these chiropractors or orthopedic doctors will recommend something that's holding you up fairly straight, but it doesn't have to lay like the floor.
Right.
And so you can have some measures of pressure relief, whether it be a pillow top, a memory foam, a latex bed. Then also the adjustable beds also provide some, because sometimes it is a matter of getting elevated in certain sections of your body to relieve pressure points. But the bottom line is we can work with them with what varieties of mattresses we have. But I'll be honest with you, if somebody guarantees they're going to solve a bad back, lying.
Right.
So all we can do is provide some good quality products that we feel will help, but it's never going to cure a bad back.
Right.
We just have a lot of different options. And usually if, I mean, I'm married in the family, so I've been doing this almost 36 years. And we have a longtime employee also there that's really good. And our son-in-law is good at it too. But most of the time, if people shop the way I tell them to, and they try the mattresses in the way I tell them to, which is wear comfortable clothes, you know, lay on it. You can come in our shop and lay on a bed for 15 minutes. I'll leave you alone. I'll walk off and I'll do other work. You know, just try to see how it's feeling. And if people do what I ask them to do, they usually are always satisfied. They never call us and complain. So our retention rate is really good. We hardly ever have people say they're not happy with the mattress they purchased, as long as they really try it and do shop the way we tell them.
Yeah, that's a key too. Like she's saying, when they come in, they need to take the time. I don't care if you want to sit there and take a nap. That's great. But you need to spend time laying the way you sleep. Don't just come in and touch feel it. I get customers, all they want to do is push or sit on the edge of it. That's not the way you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to lay back. You got to lay on your side if you're a side sleeper, if you're a back sleeper, however you lay, and try it out for several minutes, 15, 20 minutes. I don't care if you take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. And that's one of the things, like my wife was saying, we're not a pressure sales type situation. You come in, you lay on, you want to go home and think about it, that's great. Come back and try it again if you need to. But take the time to pick what you want.
And usually one of my suggestions is to tell husbands, don't pick out a mattress without your wife.
There you go. That's
not going to go well.
Right.
So, anyway, so both spouses need to come in and try them try them together. So.
Now, you mentioned the adjustable mattresses. You know, personally, I wasn't expecting anything like that, because when you think of adjustable mattresses, you're thinking, you know, all the big brands, and you wouldn't necessarily think that a small business would be able to do something like that.
Yeah, we buy the bases out of a company called W. Silver out of El Paso, Texas, and then there's another company called Maloof. It mm-hmm. provides the actual bases. But then we make several grades of mattresses that will work on the bases. But yeah, they're good sources for us. We've used them for several years. They may provide a really nice quality product with a good warranty. And then we warranty the mattress ourselves that goes on.
Yeah, we sell a tremendous amount of adjustable bases.
It's gotten to be more and more of our business.
Yeah, because people are looking for that. You know, a lot of people are watching TV in their beds and different things. So it's not like a hospital mattress. It's a luxury kind of addition to people's bedrooms. Yeah.
Right. You know, you both mentioned that you like people to come in and actually try the bed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something you think it makes sense, but you don't always see it, because like you mentioned, Robin, you know, people just want to press on it, kind of sit on it, maybe lay on it for 30 seconds or whatever. Okay, great. Sounds good. You know, but when it comes to buying a mattress, you do need to spend some time with it, because a lot of times you'll lay on a bed for 5 minutes and it'll be fine. And then in that sixth minute, you know, your back will start to irritate you or your knee or some other part. So, you know, what is it that made y'all decide to kind of help focus on that and get people to do that?
Well, as I've told customers when they come in, I could put the same cover on them, they'd all look the same. So to tell and understand what a mattress feels like, you've got to lay on it. You got to lay like you sleep, like I was saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, as my dad used to say, you're buying a pig in the poke. You right. don't know what you're getting. And so you need to take the time to lay on it and really understand the product that you're considering buying.
Yeah, and I think that's why we've been able to still stay successful in this world of Amazon where people are trying to go on and buy a box mattress. You can only put so much in a box because they have to keep them light. They have to use foams that will compress or springs that will compress. So people that buy a bed in a box or a rolled mattress are not necessarily going to get what they think. And we've had several come in that said, I bought, you know, this bed in a box and it's just, I hate it, you know. Right. So, yeah, it makes a difference coming in and actually trying them. And, you know, there was a while there I got nervous. I'm like, everybody's going to start buying their beds in a box, but it really hasn't happened. So, yeah.
So like I said a while ago, 65 years. Do y'all have anything special planned?
November 4th, from 1 to 4, we're having an open house. It's for customer appreciation. Several of our vendors have helped us out, have provided some giveaways. Southern Bancorp is providing some gift certificates. We have a carpenter company provide us for some foam for some mattresses we're going to give away. We have specialty pillows from Aloof that we're giving away. We're going to have refreshments and just different things going on, and people are welcome to stop by. They also can enter to win these prizes on our website, jordanbedding.com, or they can come by the store and enter up until about noon that day. Yeah, we'll take entries. And
you don't have to be present to win either.
Yeah, and you don't have to purchase anything. So, we're looking forward to it. We have a lot of people have said they're coming out, so we look forward to seeing everyone.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the website, and I was about to ask about that. Mm-hmm. Do y'all do any kind of online sales, or is it pretty much just a kind of telling what y'all are, your history, and that kind of thing?
I have the capability. I do have it set up where people can purchase online. I don't get a tremendous amount of it because we're more regional, but sure. People can go on the site. They can see all the pricing. They can find out descriptions of the mattresses and so forth, and if they want to purchase it online, they can, or they can just call us in the store and we'll work it out.
A lot of times too, that's something that would be preferable for customers that have bought from us for 6 to 10 years.
Sure.
Because they have an idea what they need and what they want. Again, I still encourage ones to come in if they're capable of it.
Sure.
To lay and spend time and take care of it.
Yeah, most of the things I've sold online have been customers.
Repeat customers
yeah. that say, right. I just want to buy another one, you know.
Right. So, tell me, where are y'all located?
We're close to the fairgrounds. When you go out towards the fairgrounds, we're going to be on the left, just before our liquor store there. So
4735 Malvern Road. Like I said, it's just after you, just before the fairgrounds and the county line as you're going out to Malvern Road.
Right. Okay. And what are your hours?
8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. And 12:30 to 4:30 normally on Saturday.
Okay, so afternoon on Saturday, which is a little different than most businesses.
Most people are like me. They tend to sleep in some on Saturday morning.
Sure.
So we found that a lot of times when we were open on Saturday morning, people didn't show up till about noon anyway. So
right.
Now we just opened up for the afternoon. That way people want to sleep in, they can, then they can come out if they want to shop.
And it's mostly our family running it, so we have to have some time off sometimes, so we don't
sure.
we don't open on Sundays, you know, and so that's why we picked some of the hours we did.
Okay. And again, you said the 65th anniversary on November 4th?
Mm-hmm. From 1 to 4.
Okay.
And I think the chamber's supposed to come out, what, November the 2nd?
So for a ribbon cutting.
For a ribbon
different
cutting
things,
for
yeah.
the 65th anniversary also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all coming in. I enjoyed getting to talk with you.
Yeah, appreciate
thank you.
It. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.